God is over all, so it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
It is one nation under God, part of our pledge. And thank God when my four-year-old grandson, Andrew, was saying it the last time I was with him, he was saying that, and when he got under God, it was plain. We are and we desire to be one nation under God. That's why AFR is so adamant in sharing the news that we need to stay on track with God. This is Bert Harper along with Dr. Alex McFarland, and Tony Perkins has graciously given up of their hour during these 3 days during Share-a-thon so we could continue asking you to join us to be a part of the family as we have finances to operate. And right now we're in the middle of a $235,000 challenge. It was upped during the last hour as Jim Stanley came in and told us. So right now, if you'll make that call at 877-616-2396, it is essentially doubled. It is matched. And it will last as long as $235,000 would last. And when that's over, Jim has said, I'll come back in here and let you know because we don't want to misrepresent. And let me share one more thing. Alex, you know I said when we started the pledges, it was right at $190 per hour. Right now, it's at $241 pledges per hour. That's nine away from $250. And, brother, that is pretty high on the scale. So make those calls right now. I just want to go out here and tell them, exploring the Word, and I have to say now, Washington Watch, the audience, is one of the best there is. They gave when it really counted. And that number is 877-616-2396. It's exciting, isn't it, brother?
Well, it really is, and the audience of the American Family Radio Network just is simply the best. I mean, that's one of the reasons God is using this ministry, and God is so mightily touching lives. The AFR audience hears the promptings of the Spirit and obeys. You know, Bert, in Mark 10:45, Jesus said, for even the Son of Man, Jesus, that was one of the designations for himself, fulfillment of prophecy, the Son of Man, he said, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, Mark 10:45. You know, Jesus came to serve, and to be like Jesus, part of what we do is to serve. And serving the Lord, serving a lost world, serving our country, serving the church, part of that is giving, isn't it?
It is.
And so, friends, we would ask you to give, to, and it might be very sacrificially, might be painful, but we need to do this because our nation so desperately needs a revival. God is using the American Family Radio Network to promote the gospel, to promote truth and light, to help save our country. And so a number that I want to give you, if you would please call, 877-616-2396. It's good stewardship to give this hour because what you give is going to be matched.
Amen. One of the neatest things here in front of me, I have a screen, and it shares the name of the person who is given and where they're from. And it is so neat when you see people that you know. And my former neighbor, Harry, who lives in Blue Springs, Mississippi, called in and made that contribution. Harry, thank you from the bottom of my heart. But we have others that I've recognized. Can't go through them, but Charles from Plano, Texas. Thomas from Ackerman, Mississippi. That's Buddy Smith's hometown. And
oh, yeah?
So Ackerman, come on through. And then Patricia from North Fork. Now, that's North Fork, Arkansas. Not North Folk, but North Fork. And then Kelly from Rich Creek, Virginia. Isn't that a neat name, Rich Creek? And
oh, yes.
We had somewhere in call from Rich Square, North Carolina. And so we've had all these people calling in, and we thank you so much. And again, we're in the middle of a $235,000 challenge. That phone number is 877-616-2396, and we're up to 243 pledges per hour. That's seven away from 250. Call in. Let's get it done. I want to go out of here saying, look what these folks did, and we praise the Lord for it. Alex, we have someone in the studio right now. He's a good friend of mine, Billy Davis.
Hello,
he's associate editor of onenewsnow.com. Welcome,
Amen.
Billy.
Hey, wonderful. Alex, how are you, brother?
Great. Good to hear your voice. Appreciate all the great work you do.
And you know this already. It's good. Anytime anybody gets to sit next to Brother Bert Harper, it's a good thing. Correct?
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
Billy, tell us a little bit what an associate editor at One News Now does.
Well, let me tell you some of the categories. This is onenewsnow.com. Onenewsnow.com. Here's some of the categories we have on our news website: politics, pro-life, legal and courts, national security, media, Christian persecution, and missions. We also have syndicated columnists such as Ben Shapiro, folks might know him, Michelle Malkin. We run guest op-eds too. We have a daily news brief that's sent out every day to about 200,000 subscribers. And we have a daily poll people can vote in. But people ask you, where do you get your news from? Well, the way we get our news is when you hear the news at the top of the hour, when you hear Chris Woodward or someone else from the newsroom, Chad Groening, we take their news scripts that's written for radio, we take that raw copy, and we turn it into a news story for the website. And what we like to say, me and my cohort, Jody, who is the editor, we like to say we clean it up, beef it up, and put it up.
Amen. You're hearing Billy Davis. He works with onenewsnow.com, and a lot of us go there daily to get their news. And he does such a good job and enjoyable, and he takes his job seriously. I'm telling you that right now. But you can help that by calling 877-616-2396. Billy, when you hear about Share-a-thon and the money coming in, give us what you feel like is so important for people to give, and why the effort is a joint effort. It's not just one individual, but it's a group, isn't it?
Well, it's amazing what Alex, because Alex knew what I was going to be on like 2 minutes ago.
Yes, that's right.
He had no idea, but he mentioned these words, give sacrificially. While I have it here in my hand, let me move the papers around. Hear those papers, Alex?
I do hear those papers.
I've been talking to Brother Bert today about the analogy of a war, that we are in a cultural war and a spiritual war. And I printed out from World War II, this is a document talking about people sacrificing during World War II. And they were rationed from the Office of Price Administration. Now, Brother Bert, me and Alex are young fellas. We don't remember any of this. But you might remember rationing.
I'm not that old now, Billy.
Well,
go ahead.
I have
stick
no
to
idea.
You, stick to your script, brother,
I'm
and read
veering
it.
Off. I'm
no
veering
comments.
Off in a personal territory.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen to what people rationed. Automobiles, tires, gas, fuel oil, coal, firewood, meat, dairy, coffee, dried fruits, jams, jellies, lard, shortening, and oils. Listen to this sentence. Americans learned, again, this Alex had no idea I was bringing this up when he said that. Give sacrificially. Americans learned, as they did during the Great Depression, to do without. Sacrificing certain items during the war became the norm for most Americans. It was considered a common good for the war effort, and it affected every American household. And Brother Bert, let me tell you, answering the phones today and yesterday, there were a couple of folks that really got to me.
Let me stop you before you go on another. That number that you want to call is 877-616-2396. Don't think I'm being rude to Billy. I told him that I'd probably interrupt him to give this number. And let me remind you, we're in the middle of a $235 challenge, and we have gotten up to 250 callers per hour.
I see that.
We've met our goal. Now, the next goal is going higher. I don't believe in sitting still, so we're looking at 275. Brent, do you think we'd make 275? You do? Well, we're going to try it. Now, Billy, go ahead. I love your story and about sacrifice.
It's okay. What good does it do to tell people to sacrifice if you don't give them the phone number to call to sacrifice?
That is true.
So interrupt me all you need to. But there was a lady that called me yesterday, and I kid you not, she called from inside a combine from, I believe, from Michigan. And they were harvesting corn. She called from inside the combine to donate to AFA and AFR. And she told me that it's been a very bad year for corn. And she said that we're not going to do too well this year, but we wanted to give. Now, Alex, is that not sacrificial?
That is sacrificial, and it's very inspiring. And, I grew up with both grandmothers. If y'all remember the Waltons and how the grandparents lived, we did on the farm in North Carolina. All the grandparents lived with us. And they told me about the Depression and not being able to drive the car because you couldn't buy tires or clothes or something. And this generation, we really don't know what sacrifice is like some previous generations. But obviously the greatest sacrifice of all was the fact that Christ gave his life
Amen.
On the cross. And friends, we would ask you to invest in the gospel. The number 877-616-2396. Look, when you get to heaven and you face Christ and you know that you poured out your life and you held nothing back and souls were won and lives were changed, you will know it was so worth it. It is worth it. And so we would ask you to do what so many have done, what to the best of our ability, we're trying to do, to sacrifice so that souls will be saved, but really our nation would be saved. I don't want to change gears here, but I was just on a television interview earlier today. Believe me, folks, we're in a battle. We're in a battle for the future of the country. And we've got to pray, spread the truth, defend the faith. That's what One News Now is doing.
Right.
I so appreciate all y'all do. So please, folks, make a gift. Make an investment in the America that your kids and grandkids will live in by spreading Christianity. And you can help do that by calling 877-616-2396.
Alex, let me ask you to finish this quote from a very famous pastor. Here's the quote. To not act. Can you finish that quote?
To not act. Is to act.
Thank you.
To not act is to act. Do you know, it reminds me of a quote. One of the great leaders in colonial America was a man named Edmund Burke. Very famous quote. I'm sure many have heard it. But he said, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing.
Yes, sir.
And so, men or women, all that is necessary, listen, for the liberals, the secularists, the redefiners of history, the people that hate America, listen, for the socialists, the atheists, the Muslims, folks, all that is necessary for them to win
is
for us to do,
nothing.
Amen. Well, I want to tell you something. Guys, our people are doing something.
That's right.
We're right at 260, 259, so we're headed to 275
Come on,
pledges per hour. And so that's important to us. We want to see it's gone to 261.
And we thank each and every one of you.
Yes,
we thank
do.
You.
It is you. It's
thank
not
you.
Alex or myself or Billy or Brent.
Absolutely.
It is you, and you're the ones that make it possible. I ain't got much time before we go to the break, but there's one or two names on here. This couple means the world to me from New Albany, Mississippi. Bobby and Minerva, you know who they are. They served in the first church where I ever served at a mission. They were there serving the Lord. It does my heart good. Doesn't that do your heart good, Alex? People that have known you just about all your life, and they're still joining you in the work that God's using you in. And so all these people, Dwayne, Mike, Sonia, Frank, Kevin, Christine, Stephanie, Kathy, Carmen, so many, you're giving. One of them's from Hickory, North Carolina. That's up in your area.
Oh, on I-40, I know right where that is.
And we praise the Lord for you giving, and we want you to continue. We're at 263 pledges per hour. And so it's 877-616-2396. And it's 877-616-2396. You can go online at AFR.net. Our theme for this year is One Nation Under God. And we are letting God have his way in our life. Let him have his way in your life as
Amen.
You make that call, 877-616-2396. 2396
Light those
online
phones up, folks.
At AFR.net.
Here's some good news. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly." John 10:10. No verse is more appropriate for these times. Think about it. No one should be discouraged. O church, lift up your head. Let us not be fearful in the face of brazen sinners. Let us not shrink back from the battle before us. The truth of God marches on. The gospel of God shines like a beacon in the blackness of this hour. So go from wherever you are, firm in your conviction that the only hope of the world is Jesus Christ. Let us march out into the darkness, turn on the light of the gospel, and let it shine right where you live, right where you work, right where you are. When we do, we will see broken people crawling out of the darkness toward the healing light of Jesus Christ. Have no fear of what might happen out there in the darkness. Hurting people are waiting for the light. If you let it shine, they will come.
This is Carla from Nebraska. Before we moved where we are at now, we listened to AFR on the radio. And we had it on 24/7. But where we live now, you are not on the radio. We missed listening to you so much, but finally, with our Android phone, we found you. Then we realized you were also on our computer. Our lives have been changed so much since we've been listening. We are now engaged in the political realm by contacting our president and our Congress leaders. Thank you, thank you. Keep listening to God and doing His work.
The 2018 midterms have been called the most important elections in our nation's history. Join Tim Wildman, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman, and Ed Vitagliano for election night coverage from a Christian worldview beginning at 7 Central, Tuesday, November 6th. Cast your vote on Election Day and then listen for results on American Family Radio. Or catch the live stream on AFR.net or the AFR Facebook page. Stay with American Family Radio, Tuesday evening, November 6th, beginning at 7 Central. Despite our differences, we are one nation under God. Fall Share-a-thon continues on AFR. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
With more of One Nation Under God, and we're excited about our Share-a-thon of this year, and you are just going wild making these calls. We're hearing from people from all over the United States, Baker City, Oregon, and Wilmington, North Carolina. That is close from coast to coast. I'm telling you what, as you're making these calls and all points in between, keep those phones ringing. We've got people out there, and I see one or two that's talking to one another and not talking to anybody on the telephone.
Well, how can we fix that, Bert?
Well, we can do it by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or by the way, if you were to get a busy signal or something when it gets filled up, you can go to AFR.net, make that pledge. Because right now we're in the middle of a $235,000 challenge.
No, we're not.
Don't tell me.
You know.
Or do tell me.
Bert, all I can say is this. I have, today so far, I've been wrong, and this is my second time. Yeah, I mean, I have lived a sinless life today. Oh, wait.
Let me move.
That is probably an overstatement. Let me repent of that now. Because because as we walk in the light, as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
Praise God.
So in the last 5 seconds, I have not sinned until now when I was proud about not sinning, right?
Right.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. And guys, I have to tell you. I promise you. No, I'm not going to promise you because then I'll be lying again because I promised last time. However, someone else has called in with another $5,000 donation. And so now we are at $240,000. Now, Bert would like to make it simply
10 more thousand.
10 more thousand.
And it would be what?
So that it would be $250,000 challenge.
Which would be a quarter of a million dollars. That would be easy to say. That would
See,
be easier
Bert
to
likes
say.
That. So if you'd like to be the one, if you'd like to call in and go ahead and give that extra $10,000 so that he would have the ability to save $250,000, I leave that entirely between you and the Lord. You pray about it and see what the Lord says. But right now, we're going to say, how much is it? What did I say?
$240,000
challenge. And in order to do that, we are right at 2 hours, or right at an hour and a half from this challenge being over.
Okay,
an hour and 35 minutes.
O'clock
it's
Eastern
until
time.
6 o'clock. No, 6 o'clock Central
Time.
Central
Time. Man, I'm in Eastern Time. I've been hanging around Alex McFarland too
long. I was going to say, you're in Mississippi.
Yeah, man. Alex just wears off on you, man. Amen.
877-616-2396. Brent, there right now, Brother Don and Miss Linda are in the studios back there. And I'd like for you to find that clip of That's What Christians Do Now.
Got it.
You got that? And, Bert, I'm going to call an audible.
Okay.
And
hey, brother, go do it.
All right. As we see Brother Don and Miss Linda sitting in the back of the Sheraton Central here, they're there with signs that say thank you. These people who have given their lives to this ministry are sitting at the back of the auditorium thanking volunteers for coming in and answering the phones. Let me tell you something. That's a special moment.
Tim was out there a moment ago. We saw when they walked in.
Yeah.
And my voice, I'm kind of an emotional,
right,
passionate guy. That's who
right.
I am. And I had to hold myself without trying to make it quiver too much.
Right.
Honestly, if you want to know the truth,
I
saw Brother Don and Linda walk in, two of the finest people
yeah.
that I've ever known in my life.
Well, Dirk and I were sitting back there talking, and we saw them come in, and Tim pointed them back to where we were sitting and asked if they wanted. Well, of course, we got up. And so then Tim joined them for a while. Riley came out. Walker's come by. Wesley's come by. And they've all loved on their grandfather, you know, and that's just – It really is a special time. But, folks, if you'd like to give in honor of Don Wildman, now would be a great time for you to do that. And when you hear this clip, this was from a speech, I think, nearly 20 years ago.
In the year 2000.
And it's so
18.
18 years ago. So I'm close to
You're
20.
Right. Ministerially speaking, you were correct.
Because after all, we deal in millennials.
That's right?
Right,
man. We round off to the highest numbers.
And so when you hear this, think about it. This is something Brother Don could have stood and said in the pulpits this past Sunday or this coming Sunday. You call 877-616-2396 with your best gift possible, and we'll be very grateful. But right now, listen to That's What Christians Do Now.
In 1973, the Supreme Court said it was okay to kill unborn babies. Since then, we've killed more than the entire population of Canada, and it continues. A woman's choice, half of those who've died in the mother's wombs have been women. They didn't have a choice. It's called abortion. Me, I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. First it was in dingy, dirty theaters, then convenience stores, then grocery stores, then on television. Now it's in the homes of millions via the internet. It's called pornography. Me? I go to church, minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. They call it no fault. Why should we blame anyone when something so tragic happens? Haven't they already suffered enough? Half the marriages in America end this way. The children suffered. The family broke down. It's called divorce. Me? I go to church, a minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. One time it was a perversion. We kept it secret. We secured help and hope for those who practice it. Now it's praised. We have parades celebrating it, and elected officials give it their blessing. Now it's endowed with special privileges and protected by special laws. Even some Christian leaders and denominations praise it. It's called homosexuality. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. is what Christians do now. It used to be an embarrassment, a shame. Now a third of all births to mothers are to mothers who aren't married. Two-thirds of all African-American children are born into a home without a father. The state usually pays the tab. That's why we pay our taxes, so that government can take the place of parents. After all, government bureaucrats know much better how to raise children than parents do. It's called illegitimacy. Me, I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. At one time it was wrong, but then the state decided to legalize it, promote it, and tax it. It has ripped apart families and destroyed lives. But just look at all the money the state's raised. No longer do we have to teach our children to study and work hard. Now we teach them they can get something for nothing. We spend millions encouraging people to join the fun and the excitement. Just look at the big sums that people are winning. They'll never have to work again. It's called gambling. Me? I go to church, the minister preaches, and I go home. That's what Christians do now. Not long ago, Christians were the good guys. But now any positive image of Christians in movies or on television is gone. We're now depicted as the bad guys, greedy, narrow-minded hypocrites. The teacher can't have a Bible on her desk, but can have Playboy. We don't have Christmas, Easter holidays, just winter and spring breaks. We can't pray in school, but we can use foul language. It's called being tolerant. Me? I go to church. The minister preaches. I go home. That's what Christians do now. Yes, all of these things came to pass within 30 years. Where were the Christians? Why, they were in church. All these things are for somebody else to deal with. Times have changed. Involvement has been replaced with apathy. But don't blame me. I didn't do anything. I go to church. The minister preaches. I go home. That's what Christians do now.
Amen. That's what Christians do now. That was 18 years ago, and it is as relevant today as it was then. But I want to tell you, that's not what all Christians do now, because we're having a lot of those Christians that are calling 877-616-2396 and saying, I want to be a part of the American Family Radio family. And right now, it is essentially matched. It is matched, not essentially, I'd say doubled, but it is matched, because we're in the middle of a $240,000 challenge, and you are making the most of it. Jim, this is exciting, brother.
You know, it really is, and I wanted to revisit something that Brother Don said there in that. And folks, if you'd like a copy of that, you can just do a quick search for That's What Christians Do Now, plus the AFA Journal, and it will take you directly to this script. And that's where I'm reading it from, is from the AFA Journal online. And but one of the things that I wanted to point out, because remember I told you when this started that he could have preached this past Sunday, or he could preach it this coming Sunday. He could have preached it last year, you know. And so to think of, you know, you and I, and we were talking about prophecy the other day, or maybe it was, but we were in 1 Corinthians 13. You know, Paul wanted folks to prophesy, right? You know, desire to prophesy. Now, everything was ruled by love. I want to be very clear about that. But this was almost prophetic, if you would. And from a prophetic stance, in as much as not just preaching the gospel, because that is part of what the gift of prophecy does, but this was almost like a genuine prophecy over our country almost 20 years ago. And so what he said there is that, let me find it real quick. He says, but now any positive image on Christians in movies or on TV is gone. We're now as depicted as the bad guys, greedy, narrow-minded hypocrites. The teacher can't have a Bible on her desk, but can have Playboy. We don't have Christmas and Easter holidays anymore, just winter and spring break. We can't pray in school, but can use foul language. It's called being tolerant. And I would go one step further at this point. We're not only called narrow-minded hypocrites anymore, but now it's escalated. We're called racist and bigots. Yeah. And I say, and I've said this on Exploring the Word. You've heard me say this on Exploring the Word before. When you talk about the relationship that we have with Christ, when you talk about, quote unquote, the religion of Christianity, when you take the religion of Christianity and you compare it to any other religion out there, we are hands down the most inclusive religion that there is.
Amen, brother.
We are all inclusive. Because the Bible tells us that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know, the Bible tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Not part of the world.
Not part of it, but the world in its entirety.
Amen,
and so I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but hearing Brother Don talk about that, I want you folks to understand when we say that AFR is the sounding board for, if you will, the sounding voice for the American Family Association. That's what we do. That's what we're here for. That's why Bert's here. That's why Brian's here. That's why Abe's here. That's why JJ's here. That's why John Riley is here. And, you know, I've had the privilege of being here 18 years. John Riley and JJ have been here in the radio department since its inception some 28 years ago. These guys have given over a quarter of a century of their lives to this. You know, Tim has been here for as long as I can remember.
Right.
And so for him, it's been one of those things that it's been a lifetime investment for him as well, just like it was for Brother Don and Miss Linda. And so if you want to honor these folks, I can think of no better way to do it than during the One Nation Under God Share-a-thon, where we continue to try to bring America back to her moral and Christian foundations.
Amen, Jim.
Because we can't do that, and we can't do it without you. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And I did not mean to just take over there, Brother Bert.
Hey, Jim, I love it, brother. I've just got to do this. You know me, I love geography,
and
I keep up with it. We had Kim from Anchorage, Alaska, to call in and make a pledge. Now, when I've been on, I've not had anybody from Alaska to make a pledge.
You know,
now, I know others have, but I have not.
I was going to say, I've had one from Alaska, but yesterday we got one that I had not heard of us getting one before. Now, I mean, I personally have been on the phones and taken one from Alaska. It was a little surreal because I'm thinking, you know, self, we don't have a station in Alaska. We have the internet there,
Amen.
But we don't have a station.
You bet.
And then yesterday we get a pledge from someone listening during Stacy Washington's program that made a pledge from Hawaii. And once again, I'm thinking,
can I go and collect
please.
That?
I'm sure that would be. I'm not sure that would be the best stewardship.
I don't think
it'd
be the stewardship. I think the ECFA, whatever they would find some fault. Yeah, they would.
But those folks gave online at AFR.net.
Amen.
And so, you know, I took the phone call, but then the person from Hawaii yesterday, they did go online and give at AFR.net. So when you were talking about Alaska, that's what made me think about that one yesterday. And then we've got the generous donors who have provided the funds for this challenge. They come from all walks of life.
They do.
You know, and you think about that. You think about the very generous trucker who said, I love you guys, want to support your ministry, and he gave a very generous gift. Folks, I want you to know, every gift from $1 to $1 million, to $10 million, to $10, every gift is generous because it comes from the percentage that we talk about with the widow's mite.
Well, Jim, what I call it, we add on, but God multiplies.
Amen.
That's what God does. I mean, 12 loaves left over from the loaves and the fishes and feeding 5,000 people. If he did it then, guess what he can do?
He can do it now. Absolutely.
And so make that phone call, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And we want you to get on that list, because when we come back, we're going to go down the list of some people who have called and some where they're from, and you could be on that list. Call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR, and we have a lot of divisions here at AFA. This week, we're shining the spotlight on American Family News.
Hi, this is AFR News Director Fred Jackson. More than 20 years ago, AFA's founder Don Wildman came to the realization that the message of conservative Christian America was being dismissed by the mainstream media. And so that's how American Family News was born. Well, since that time, God has brought together a team of reporters and anchors and editors whose daily mission is to produce newscasts that give our supporters not only the latest breaking news from around the country and the world, but also to give special coverage to news of particular interest to Christians, all of that from a biblical perspective. Over the years, we've taken our radio product and we now use that material to create a news website, onenewsnow.com, and we regard it as a privilege to serve God in this fashion.
Hi, this is Chad from Iowa. As a result of Family Radio and Focal Point and Brian Fisher, I have become more active in calling congressmen, senators, and just got off the phone with a representative from Target Stores after the man was in the women's bathroom and exposed himself to the girl in Chicago. Had a nice long discussion with her, and my three daughters and my wife will never set foot in a Target until they reverse their policy to allow men in women's bathrooms. She said that leadership is looking into making some changes. So hopefully we are getting it taken care of. Brian, you're the man. Love the crew, and you guys keep doing what you're doing, and God bless.
This is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, and I want to encourage you to take this opportunity to be a part of this share-a-thon and support the American Family Radio Network. AFR is doing great work, and it's a tremendous platform for you to get truth, to get the real news, and to know what's happening in our nation's capital through Washington Watch and other programs provided by American Family Radio. So be a part. Join with them. And by the way, I'll be back Friday. So don't go away. Stay tuned. Be a part of the American Family Radio Network family.
Remember, for a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you a CD copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Lernin University, plus an 8-ounce bag of Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll add the all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler. Call 877-616-2396. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Amen. I'm telling you what, we're so excited. We are coming to a close, a share-a-thon. So you procrastinators, it's time to
repent.
Disjoin the Procrastinators Club.
Or at least put it on hold.
Put it on hold.
Long enough, about 3 minutes.
Now,
to
what
make
are
pledge.
You supposed to do? You're supposed to call 877-616-2396. And I want to repeat the guy that strained me and make your best gift.
That's right.
And whatever that is, and we mean that. We've got people that's been able to give thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars, but we also had those that could only give $5. We had somebody to call and said, I can't this year, but I've got to be a part.
Amen.
God multiplies that, Jim.
He absolutely does. He honors that. And I do want to get to thank some people here, as you mentioned a moment ago. But what you said and what we've said before, Keith Gann, who's our chief financial officer, who would take a beating before he would walk in here and get behind a microphone. And he's I'm a pretty good sized guy. So for me to say he's a pretty good sized guy, I don't want to be the one to try to give him that beating. I want to be very clear about that. But we were talking earlier, and we were talking about the percentage of the widow's mite and why that was the one that the Lord pointed out. Because it wasn't what she gave, but it was how she gave it.
Amen, brother.
It was a percentage of what she could give. You know, my percentage might be, it might not be a mite, it might be a little more. you know, someone listening, their percentage that they could give, you know, could be the $10, the $50, the $50,000, and anything in between that. But here's a fact. And I am grateful for every generous gift we got. And I really am. I'm very grateful for every gift and those that, you know, were above average, if you will. But what I want to say is that this goes back to what we were talking about this past week in 1 Corinthians. If we did it without love, if we did it without people, you know, without wanting people to know me, and that's why the trucker who called, he said, don't say my name. Don't use my name. I don't want to know that. But you know what? He's a good guy.
God keeps
and,
praying.
And he
that's
does.
The neat part.
That's absolutely right.
Amen.
But here's why Christ made much of that, because it was the attitude of her heart. She gave from what she could, the very best that she could. And, you know, I wasn't there, obviously. But can you imagine that this lady took that widow's mite, the penny, if you will, and she cleaned it before, because it might have had a little flour on it. You know, it might have had something, you know. And so she polished that and she put it in that gift box. And she was being scorned by others. But Christ said, I don't know. You guys, you know, you got it wrong. And that's the same attitude that some of our above average givers have given with. They've given with the heart of love.
Amen, Jim.
Because they knew that God trusted them to use that money to which he had, you know, that he had given them, and he knew he could. And so for those folks, we say thank you. For those who are giving literally from the widow's mite, we say thank you.
We do it with equal.
Well, equal, because God sees the gift.
Yes.
You know, he only sees the heart, yeah. And that's what's so cool about that. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Bert, I saw someone from Michigan, Maryland from Michigan, who had given a gift. I saw someone from Garfield, Arkansas, who had given a gift. I saw someone from Trinidad, Texas, who had given a gift. A minute ago, I heard you talking about coast to coast.
That's right.
And so when you look at the different places that these folks are giving from, it's incredible. I mean, we do have 180 stations. Yes, we are in 32 states. But to know that at 4:47 Central Time, third day of Sarathon, people are still calling. And I can tell you,
most everybody's busy.
Most everybody's busy.
There's one or two I see that could take a phone call right now.
And some are getting help from others, and so it's just really cool.
We got our cheerleaders.
We got a cheerleader out here. You know, this is one of those times that Exploring the Word should be on Facebook Live.
It should be. There's sometimes it would be better.
Yeah, but there's a lot of times that it's not.
I praise God.
Because I don't have the face for TV.
I've got the face for radio. They said I tried out, and I made it.
877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396.
Let's go and hear these names and these places. I love this place. Tommy from Wiley, Texas. Terry from McCool, Mississippi. I know where that is. Etoy from Elkhart, Texas. Patricia from Leland, Iowa. Ginger from Quitman, Texas. Larry from Kincaid, Kansas. Teresa from Victoria, Texas, Robert from Winsboro, Louisiana, and Sue from Lake Charles, Louisiana, Kim from Covington, Louisiana, William from Odessa, Texas. Man, Texas and Louisiana, man, they're going at it.
They are. Can I tell you a quick story? 877-616-2396, online at AFR.net. No, that's not the story. All right, so Covington, Louisiana, beautiful community. I was 15 years old the first time I went to Covington, Louisiana. And then when I was 16 years old, I went back. The Salvation Army had a camp there. It was called Camp Benalee. And so when I went back at 16, I was on, you know how you always get young people to work at camp, you know, basically to be the camp counselors.
Kind of cheap.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. I know
right.
The reason.
So when I was 16 and 17, I went back as a camp counselor. Well, the Covington Fire Department was right across the street from the theater, and the theater had one screen. So when we got off on Friday evening after the kids went home and we did all the cleaning and everything, getting ready for the next group of kids that would come in on that Saturday. So we go there to the theater. And honest to goodness, the fire station, the town was so small. And like I said, it's grown now. And I in no wise mean to belittle this town. I want you to hear my heart here. But they were missing a couple of letters from the Covington, for the Covington fire station. So it was the Covington fire station.
I was wondering which letters were missing.
And so we talked about that. And it's so funny because so many of us remembered that years later when we had gone to officers training school and different things. We remembered going to see the first Rocky, not Rocky 25, but the first Rocky right across the street from the Covington fire station. And so Covington will always have a special place in my heart. I go through there every now and then when we're going that way. But I, you know, when you make those kind of memories as a child, they kind of carry
you.
Over.
They do. And a lot of times they get bigger. But Covington, it's hard to make. It could be Covington's. That's on the
right.
way that could.
Okay.
Right. Listen, we want to listen to a listener testimony right now. Again, I tell you, this is my favorite part of Share-a-thon is hearing the difference that God has made in people's lives.
My name is Shauna from Paris, Tennessee. And AFR impacts my family in that being a homeschooling mother and there during the day with my daughter, as we're doing things about the house, we'll listen to AFR. And AFR reinforces all the things that we have been teaching her about God, about our country, about what it means to be a believer in this world. And it's nice to have that reinforcement so that she knows it's not just coming from us, that there are other people out there who believe and follow these same things. And we just appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Amen. Right now, people are really calling in.
They are.
It's at the end of Share-a-thon, but it's also close to the end of the day. People are getting off from work. They're hearing us, and they meant to call Tuesday. They meant to call yesterday, but they're calling today. Make that call at 877-616-2396. And right now, we're still in the middle of a $240,000 challenge from now until 6 p.m., so that's an hour and 8 minutes left, and Abraham Hamilton will be here. And you think he might get excited a little?
I hope he will. I hope that he will
possible,
come in
isn't it?
And help us finish this thing off strongly. Our boss was standing out there.
Did he walk away?
He did. He was shaking his finger at us like we weren't doing what we needed to do.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm thinking, what?
Yeah,
go get him.
Get Derek in here.
Get him in here. We'll have words about that. Oh, wait. You won't be able to do that. Tell you what, let me come over there. You go ahead and get him, I'll move over there.
Yeah, and I'll keep talking
about
this.
We'll get this worked out.
Because we're having so many folks to call, I can't keep up with all the names and places. But Melinda from West Virginia, I'm just going to give the states. Elaine from Tennessee, Roy from North Carolina, Mary from Georgia, Cheryl from Arkansas, Jim from Michigan, and Joyce from Oklahoma. All these are calling in. And they are letting their voices be heard. They're saying, yes, we're a part of the family. We want to contribute. And
I want
again,
you to know Derek's trying to run away from
he us. He is. He doesn't want to come in here. Listen, the number, let me give it. Jim, I love to do this in front of Jim to give it more than he does, and that would be amazing. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at AFR.net. I was telling you about how many people were given. According to my figures that I was using, and Jim helped me understand it, but we're up to 321 pledges per hour, and that's combining all of them. That is high, folks, 321 pledges. You're marking it out. I think we can get down to up to 350, Jim. And I'm just looking at Is it 321?
It's possible.
And
yeah.
It's 350. That would be – that's high, isn't it?
That would be possible. Sure would. That's a good hour.
Well, we've got –
that would might be record-breaking for –
let's break this record, man. Go at it. Make that call. There'll be enough for Abraham Hamilton to call in. You don't have to worry about getting in on his time. Get it in on our time right now. Right, Jim?
Yes, sir. 877-616-2396. Online at AFR.net. Now, Mr. Hayden, our human resources vice president, was standing behind the glass shaking his finger at us. And we simply wanted to know, sir, how could we serve you better?
Oh, you're doing fine.
Oh, now we're doing fine. I see how it is. Get him on national radio, and suddenly we're doing fine.
You know, can I do this for just 1 minute?
Yes,
you
sir. Bet.
Can I just say thank you
to the listeners? Absolutely.
Listen, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. From those of you who were able to give $1 to those of you who were able to give whatever amount. And, you know, two, for those of you who have been praying for this share-a-thon and praying for this ministry like you have for so many years, It is one of the most humbling things to get just the reports that we have been getting all throughout this share-a-thon about people who have sacrificed in countless ways, Bert.
Amen.
We had someone even going to on their way to the hospital earlier today and pulled off the side of the road and made a donation.
They did. They made the donation and asked that we would pray for their mother. Now, I want you to know, we would have prayed for their mother had they made a donation or not. But
amen.
The mom had had a stroke, and the daughter was racing to Houston, Texas, and she pulls over to the side of the road to give that gift to AFR.
Guys, the reason that is because AFR is there. I was pastor for many years, and people appreciated me when I would show up. But when people showed up that had gone through what they were going through, all of a sudden I became unimportant because they were there and they knew what they were going through. And AFR has this. We've got all from Sandy all the way through Abraham, all the way through there in the day. We've got people that are real people. They're living their lives. They know what it is to raise 5 children. They know what it is to have the wife to have an accident. We know what it is to have children that are going through struggles. And so we join them, and they feel like we know what's going on. And you know why? We do. And we bring that, and God's the healer of all that, guys.
Absolutely.
That's the reason. I mean, they have the trust in us. Brother, I want to tell you, we can be as loud as we want to, but if we don't live it and show it, it is a sound in brass, a tingling cymbal.
Just like
we've
studied this week and again in 1 Corinthians.
I could preach on it, but make that phone call too. Amen. 877-616-2396. Derek, I do want
to
say,
Derek wanted to give the number.
Give it. I didn't say the last thing about the net.
877-616-2396.
You say it slower than I do. I think that's the proper way.
Tell me why, Derek.
In AFR.net, it's because it's been ingrained in me.
Derek's the one that kept telling us. He'd come in back in the early days that I was here, and he'd say, guys, the listeners are calling. You're not giving the number enough. And we're thinking, how in the world not? And then when you give it too fast. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. And so, but he would do that. And, of course, that was instilled in him from Brother Don. And and now Tim carries that on as well. But if we're not giving the number, if Derek comes through Share-a-thon Central and he doesn't see the phones being answered because they're not ringing, guess the first place he comes to.
Jim Stanley?
Amen.
Well, listen, I got to do this. According to mine, what I'm looking at, we're at 348 pledges per hour. We need 2 callers call in right now. Call that number, 877-616-2396. I didn't say it slowly. Dial it quickly. Don't dial anymore. Press it quickly. We need those 2. I want to see 350 up there, man.
877-616-2396.
I hear the music. Hey, 351.
Folks, please. Woo! Because if you don't, Bert's going to shake apart.
You know, I mentioned Facebook Live in here. If they could see him on Facebook Live like that, it'd be incredible. Yeah.
So, I can cut loose, brother. Amen.
Absolutely. Hey, folks.
I can get like Abe. Get down. What's that guy said? There's a guy that called in and said, Abraham Hamilton gets down.
Amen,
brother.
Well,
we're
going to make way for Abraham Hamilton III. He comes your way next with the Hamilton Corner. Between now and then, help Bert find his true calling at 877-616-2396, online at afr.net, as Share-a-thon continues here on American Family Radio.